Chapter 3 1 When Pearl Harbor was bombed on December 7, 1941, Sacramento mobilized. By 2 p.m., McClellan Field was scrambling hundreds of Curtiss P-40s and B-26 Marauders for flights to Alaska, where they would be prepped for battle. Thomas Monk, the city's mayor, ordered security details to guard the levees in case the mainland was attacked. On December 8th, the mayor mandated citywide blackouts. 3 days earlier, Didion turned 7. The festive atmosphere surrounding her birthday celebration soured quickly, and then the world went dark. In the past, in San Francisco or on Stinson Beach, Didion, staring out over the waves, had mentally navigated Hawaii's shores. The place loomed large in the minds of well-to-do Californians, a paradise within easy cruising distance. But now, it was a smudged spot in the atlas, a territory called war. After the attack on Hawaii, Didion's father was assigned by the U.S. Army Air Corps to travel from Fort Lewis in Washington State to Durham, North Carolina, and finally to Peterson Field in Colorado. He would take his family with him, fragmenting Didion's formal schooling from the end of first grade until the fourth. Military records indicate that Frank Didion joined the National Guard in 1939. His family had a long history with the Guard. His uncle, Edward Reese, served with distinction in the Guard's Hospital Corps in San Francisco, following that city's massive earthquake and fire in 1906. It did not escape the Didions that military enlistment was often a conduit to business opportunities. Frank would remain in the military much of his life, working for the Selective Service as a procurement officer in Sacramento, becoming a major in the Air Corps, and finally retiring at the rank of lieutenant colonel in August 1965. In his early 30s, when the United States entered World War II, Frank stayed stateside, helping the Army settle financial affairs. Specifically, he wrapped up outstanding World War I-era contracts, clearing the path for new business. What this meant for Didion was saying goodbye to her friends. From now on, she'd experience reading not as something you did in school.